Hey, it's Nate.
Alex.
Serena.
From the Gimmick Tables and Gig Jobs podcast. And it's just, the article started swirling around today, and I just figured I'd take a moment to touch on it. To all of the people, and I get it, you know, I understand what happened. It's a very sad thing, but we're not here to talk about that aspect of Chris Benoit. Growing up watching him, which neither of you guys did.
We were too young for that.
The fucking rabid Wolverine, fucking toothless aggression, all that shit, fucking WCW era Chris Benoit. Bell to bell, I don't think there was a greater wrestler in the world outside of maybe like your Bret Harts and things of that nature. But Chris Benoit was in a league of his own, first and foremost. And all of the same people that want to criticize and talk shit about how the end of his life went are all of the same people that will be the first to step up and tell you that Eddie Guerrero was one of the greatest people in the world. Eddie Guerrero was one of the greatest wrestlers in the world. Fucking Latino Heat, Big Papi, you know. But I would like all of those people to stop and take a moment to remember that Eddie Guerrero was one of his best friends.
If not his best friend.
But... So while you sit there and praise Eddie Guerrero and talk shit about Chris Benoit, I would like you to stop and take a moment to think about what Eddie Guerrero would think of you and your comments about one of his best friends. So, just a quick little 2 minutes. That's all I had to say. But, yeah. We're so, filming. If you think Chris Benoit is a piece of shit, well, then stop and think about what Eddie Guerrero thinks of you while you praise him. But I'll be the first to stand up and tell you, Chris Benoit was a hell of a guy, a hell of a wrestler. And it is very sad how everything ended, but goddamn, man, at least show some fucking respect. So, that's all. That's all I had to say.
Felt the need to, we gotta get this out.
So, yeah. Stop and think about what Eddie Guerrero thinks of you. That's all.